There were nearly 60 applicants for the 8 licenses to produce medical marijuana for Hawaii. State Health Director Virginia Pressler says it was a big day for those who have been anxiously awaiting a statewide dispensary system.
We look forward to improving access to qualified patients so that they have access to a safe product very soon.
One of the 8 selected was Hawaiian Ethos LLC on the Big Island. The company manager, Shelby Floyd, was a former partner with the law firm Alston Hunt Floyd & Ng.
I was very excited. Our group is very interested in working with the medical community and developing a good dispensary system for patients on the Big Island.
The reaction we had was shock and like, holy smokes, I think our lives are going to change, that kind of thing.
That's longtime Big Island farmer Richard Haw. He was also selected to operate a dispensary on Hawaii Island under the name Lau'ula LLC.
The reality is that it's a huge responsibility, but a huge opportunity.
Haw plans to construct his grow facilities on his former farmland. He hopes to cut back on electricity costs by installing PV panels and using hydroelectric power. Medical marijuana has been legal in the state since 2000, but without a system to dispense it, patients have either had to grow it themselves or purchase it illegally. Pamela Lichty is the founder and president of the Drug Policy Forum of Hawaii.
We're really gratified that finally it looks like dispensaries are going to come to fruition in Hawaii after 15 years. Some 13,000 patients have been waiting a long, long time for this.
She says the biggest challenge now is for applicants to meet the deadline of opening day, July 15th.
Just, you know, speaking from a botanical point of view, can they really get the products, the plants grown by then, up and running? I understand it usually takes 3 or 4 months, so that seems like it's going to be a logistical challenge.
That challenge is a reality for several of the awarded companies, including TCG Retro Market One LLC or Cure Oahu. The company was one of 3 licensees picked to create dispensaries on Oahu. It's funded by Tradewind Capital Group, a company led by Honolulu businessman Colbert Matsumoto and former DBED director Richard Lim. Tan Yan Chen, the executive director of Cure Oahu, doesn't expect to be operational by July 15th.
Right now, we're just at the beginning. We just got selected, and we still have a lot of permitting and approvals that will have to be obtained from both state and county agencies before we actually get to operations.
Among the companies not selected is one headed by actor Woody Harrelson. The next step for the 8 companies who were chosen is to pay a $75,000 licensing fee. The health department plans to post a list of the total scores received by all applicants in the coming weeks. Molly Solomon for HPR News.